One of the last medals awarded at the Rio Olympics went to a 21-year-old boxer from Flint, Michigan, Claressa Shields. It was gold. With that, Shields became the first U.S. boxer ever to win back-to-back gold medals. On the podium, after the medal was put on her neck, she reached into her pocket, pulled out her 2012 gold medal, and put that one on, too. Now her future looks brighter than ever. NPR's Melissa Block watched Shields' final bout in Rio and spoke with her afterwards.
Introducing the boxer in the red corner.
Just before the fight, Claressa Shields paced in her corner, coiled with energy, staring down her Dutch opponent. Shields wore knee socks that said Superman, with the superhero's shield peeking out over the top of her boxing shoes. And Shields proved invincible in the ring. Just a few months ago, she beat this same opponent, Nushka Fontaine, to win the world championship. Fontaine is taller, but Shields proved faster and stronger. She was slippery, ducking under Fontaine's swings. She pummeled her with sharp punches, taunting her at one point to bring it on. In the end, after four rounds, the judges were unanimous, and Shields knew it. She danced joyfully even before the referee raised her hand in victory. Shields turned a cartwheel in the ring. She grabbed an American flag from her father, who was sitting ringside, and ran a victory lap around the arena, the flag flying behind her like a superhero's cape. Boxing was Shields' salvation from a tough childhood in Flint. Her father was in prison until she was nine. Her mother was an alcoholic, and the kids would often go hungry. Claressa has spoken about being sexually abused as a child. She reflected on that troubled past in a news conference right after her Olympic medal ceremony.
I have been through a lot in my life, but I want to inspire people because I remember when I was one of those kids who didn't have any hope. And just when I got just a little bit, look how far I've been able to come.
When I spoke with Shields later, she admitted that the night before the final, she had a moment of panic.
I was like, can you actually do this? It had me questioning myself for a minute, and then I was like, of course you can. I had to make that decision last night that if I had to outbang her, had to outbox her, had to outthink her, I can do all three. So what's the problem?
No problem. Claressa Shields' record is now 77 wins, one loss. She'll be leaving Rio with a $25,000 gold medal bonus from the U.S. Olympic Committee, and she has a plan. She won't be going back to live in Flint, Michigan.
I still love my hometown, and I'm still going to be involved in my hometown. But I just can't live there. I'm happier in Florida. Every time I go to Florida, I have this overwhelming feeling that I'm happy every day. I wake up in the morning wanting to train and run at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. I can get out and do that and be safe doing it. Florida will be where I live.
Also, a Hollywood studio has bought the rights to a film based on her life story.
Hopefully, I'm a household name now, which I don't doubt.
When Claressa went home from the London Olympics 4 years ago, even though she was a gold medal champion, endorsements didn't follow. There was no Wheaties box, no deal with Nike. She was advised to stop boasting about how she likes to beat people up.
The thing is, they had this weird definition of what a strong woman was, and for some reason, that definition was pretty, not sweaty, and not as muscular. And one, I'm very pretty. I think I'm fine. I'm gorgeous. But the fact of it is that when you're boxing, I look so strong, and I'm punching so hard, and I'm punching so fast, and you make people feel intimidated. I think now people are starting to embrace that. Definition of a strong woman is Leila Ali, Lucia Riker, Serena Williams, Claressa Shields. I think it's not going to be hard for me to get endorsements. No, because everybody wants a, you know, tough, strong woman in their life.
Boxing promoters were watching this strong woman here in Rio. It's possible they'll make her an offer to turn pro. Right now, she wants to go home, see her family, and get back in the ring to start training again. Melissa Block, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
To hear Claressa Shields' original audio diary from 2012, visit the Radio Diaries podcast.